This is Montrose Moose Jr. in the workshop at Key 101 with some help for hints with a common handyman. Well, spring is coming up here pretty soon. So one of my listeners, Willie Johnson, wrote in talking about, Montrose, when the hot weather get here, I'm going to burn up like a crispy critters because I don't have no air conditioning in my car. And I can't afford to buy one. So is there anything that I can do myself that would save me money and cool off my car for cheap, helpful hand handyman? Well, I have Willie bring his car up here to the K101 handyman shop, where I'm going to show you how you can do a multitude of handyman jobs with one simple tool. The pool and chainsaw. We'll just take the top right off of that sucker. There we go. Now, you got yourself a nice, sharp, cool convertible, Willie. Willie, wake up. Willie, we're going on the next letter here. Baby Joe Jack can write in and say, Montrose, I need to expand my garage to build a room for my mother-in-law who's going to come and stay with us. Well. There we go. You got yourself a great big garage, man. You can add all kinds of stuff on there. You see? Well, Miss Beulah Washington right in and talking about my cheering won't behave. I sent them to bed without supper, and they just laugh all off of my face and eat my food, too. I can't spank them because they're too big. What can I do? Well, try this sometime. Cheering. Go to your room. Say what? We're going to the room. See, that worked just fine, don't it? But this is Montrose Lemus Jr. on K101 saying, next week I'm going to show y'all some things that you can do around the house with dynamite. This is Montrose Lemus Jr., technical advisor on K101. Now, I was reading in one of my science journals that there's a couple of people trying to prove that protons disintegrate, which don't have nothing to do with busing except in a kind of real roundabout way. But anyway, these guys say that they already saw a proton disintegrate, but they're not sure. They say it's kind of hard to catch one disintegrating because if you just pick out one to watch, it might take a billion, trillion, trillion years to disintegrate, which means no lunch or coffee break either. So they have to watch a whole bunch of them and hope one of them kicks off soon. Anyway, you say, Montrose, what does all this mean to me? Well, I'll tell you. Protons, you see, are subatomic particles heretofore thought to have an infinite lifespan. But if they don't, that means the universe is disintegrating atom by atom and will eventually become a big ball of light, which according to the Big Bang Theory is the way it started out. Now, if this worry you half as much as it worry me and some of my friends, you say, how can I help, Montrose? Well, send your cash contributions and donations to Save the Universe, Stop Proton Disintegration, care of Montrose Lemus Jr., Post Office Box 39, Houston, Texas. Now, watches and household appliances also accepted. Thank you. This is Montrose Lemus Jr. on K101. You think they bought that, man? Yeah, I think I'm going to do it now. This is Montrose Lemus Jr. on K101. Now, I want to talk about women. Some people just don't know how to treat women. Now, take Montrose Jackson. He came home one evening all mad and angry with the boss man and the work peoples from his job at the shoelace shop. Well, you know, he put the plastic tips on the shoes so you can get them through them little holes. I mean, unless you wear loafers. Well, anyway, he came home and said, where's my supper, woman? And she said, it's on the table, fool. Well, this set Montrose on a tirade. And he said, you call this pig slop food? Took the plate of red beans and rice and pig knuckles, which incidentally is very delicious, and stuck the plate all off in her mouth. She have a big mouth, you see. Well, this made her very angry and mad with Nine Tooth. So she pulled out a gun and shot him 16 times and then kicked him. Now, Nine Tooth is a big man, but even this hurt him a lot. So he waited a few minutes, got up off the floor and said, "Honey, you know, I might try some of those delicious red beans you make so well after all." Then they kissed and made up. See? Be nice to your woman, and then they be nice back to you. But never, 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 never tell them the truth, because they will use it against you. Thank you very much. This is Montrose Demas Jr. on K101. Have mercy. This is Montrose Demas Jr. on K101. Speaking out on behalf of mental health. Have mercy. There's two kinds of crazy people that y'all has to watch out for now. There are those whose primitive instincts, sexual and aggressive, have been misdirected, blunted, confused, or shattered at an early age by environmental and or biological factors beyond their control. Now, not many of these people can completely and permanently regain that balance that we call sanity. But they can be made to confront their source of the damage, to compensate for it, and to reduce their disadvantageous substitutions and to adjust to the degree that they can meet most social requirements without painful difficulty. My satisfaction in life is assisting these peoples in their adjustments. That's my job, part of my job. But then there's other peoples. Peoples who choose to be crazy in order to cope with what they regard as a crazy world, have mercy. They have actually adopted craziness as a lifestyle. Now, I have found that there is nothing I can do for these peoples. Because the only way you can get them to give up their craziness is to convince them that the world is actually sane. Have mercy. Now, I must confess, I have found such a conviction almost impossible to support. This is Montrose Lemus Jr. on behalf of mental health here on K101. You know, a lot of people stops me on the street and say, "Aren't you Montrose Lemus Jr.?" That's when I whips out my American Depress cards and say, "No, I'm George R. Smith or William B. Harrison or Philip M. Johnson or Harold B. Farb Jr. Would you like a new sport coat or color TV? All inventory must be moved immediately at low, low prices from my shopping cart. Or would you like to have your own American Depress card? Do it anywhere in the known world for at least 2 to 3 big charges. They're $100 a piece. So, do it today. Be somebody. Be a couple of people for $200. And when you walks into Saks Fifth Avenue or some fancy restaurant, and the head waiter asks you what your name, please, for the table, just whips out your American Depress card and say, here it is. Yeah. Now, all you have to do is contact me, Montrose Lemus Jr., care of K101 Radio. That's Montrose Lemus Jr., care of K101 Radio. Now, y'all get your American... What?
Montrose Lemus Jr.? We know you're there. Montrose Lemus Jr., a.k.a. George Smith. Police.
Oh, Lord, not again. Who?
Just a minute, the door is locked.
Ooh, I'm out of here.